the path of separation and likely bring the human chapter of creation's journey to an untimely end. In the other future, Corton says, we find our rightful place as responsible, loving members of the Earth community in an ecological civilization, helping to guide creation's journey into a future of harmony and new possibilities. The choice could not be more profound. It is, in a real sense, a test of what being human truly is. Our guest today is the visionary intellectual David Corton. For several decades, he was an insider in the development establishment. He worked for the Ford Foundation and USAID and taught at Harvard's Graduate School of Business. Having severed his ties to the past, today he is a leading voice for economic and social justice. He's the author of many books, including When Corporations Rule the World and Agenda for a New Economy. He spoke in late August in Bainbridge Island, Washington. And now, David Corton.
We live in a time of profound challenge and opportunity. The signs of crisis are all around us. A mounting perfect storm of climate disruption, ecological degradation, war, and extreme inequality that warns us business as usual is over.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Here, I've got some records to share. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Appreciation of Music, History, Community, the sounds of the past come to life. CruisinTheDecades.com. This is episode number 140. And on today's program, 1960s counterculture and anti-war demonstrations, plus the Gap Band gets funky circa 1980. An old Irish folk tune that dates back to the 17th century, done by a metal band, and a popular early R&B tune in the 1950s, taking its title from a catchphrase from a New Orleans radio DJ. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and we'll begin in the 1910s with a selection by the Heidelberg Quintet. Now, on this show in the past, I've featured the American Quartet featuring Billy Murray, who was one of the biggest singers of the teens and 20s. Well, in certain instances, from 1912 to 1914, they added another singer, Will Oakland, and became the Heidelberg Quintet. It is said that the Heidelberg Quintet and the American Quartet really paved the way for barbershop singing. You know, the barbershop groups, the quartets and quintets of vocal harmonies 30, 40, 50 years later. This is the Heidelberg Quintet. It's called On a Beautiful Night with a Beautiful Girl. It's from 1912. I'm Cruisin' the Decades.
Rippling stream, king and queen, dream long dream. Don't intrude, it would be mean.
Happy only, by men only.
Pouting lips, a question pressed. Love me, dear, answer yes.
Then at rest, one man reaches. Were you ever?
beautiful night.
On a beautiful night.
With a beautiful girl.
With a beautiful girl.
With your arms round her tight.
With your arms round her tight.
And your senses awhirl.
And your senses awhirl.
Oh, you joy night in tune.
Oh, you joy night in tune.
Oh, you souvenir spoon.
Oh, you souvenir spoon. Under that yellowy, mellowy, look what young pillowy spoon.
Through the summer through, on the dew, drink choo-choo, till next year nothing to do.
In the moonlight, in the moonlight,
Christmas here to all good cheer.
Greetings dear, ain't that queer?
Hang it all, just can't drink one.
On a beautiful night,
on a beautiful night,
with a beautiful girl,
with a beautiful girl,
with your arms round her tight,
with your arms round her tight,
and your senses awhirl. Oh, you joy night in June.
Oh, you joy night in June.
Oh, you souvenir spoon.
Oh, you souvenir spoon.
Oh, what a night.
Oh,
what a
night.
Oh, what a night.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
jazz music. The original Dixieland Jazz Band from New Orleans. And that one is from 1921. That's actually a later recording called Home Again Blues. The roots of the ODJB go back to around 1916 when they made their first recordings. It's quite a part of the New Orleans music history right there. You're hearing Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade and 100 years of music. And we're going to go into the 1930s with a fine blues recording by Willie Lofton. This is probably his most significant recording. It's an update of Big Road Blues, which was originally by Tommy Johnson. A lot of these songs were standards and passed from one musician to another, one region to another, and slightly adjusted. What we've got here is quite a song. I mean, this is the treasure trove of music history. I love this kind of record. Dark Road Blues, Willie Lofton on Cruisin' the Decades, 1935.
Myself. Now don't you hear me talking to you, putting my mama, oh, ain't going down there.
Dead road by myself.
Crying if I don't care you, give me somebody else. Crying, who that yonder coming up the road. Now don't you hear me talking to you, putting my mama, oh, who that yonder.
Hey, man, up the road.
Kinda look like my pharaoh, but she walk too slow. I won't let you do me like you did for shine. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my wall. Oh, won't let you do me
like you did for shine.
Crying, taking the poor boy's money, gonna have to kill me before you take mine. Yeah. To kill me, oh, you take mine. Crying, smoke like lightning, shine like pearl of gold. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my wall. Smoke like lightning,
shine like pearl of gold.
Crying, I wouldn't get in trouble, see nobody's soul. Crying, a spider, hang me in. Up your wall. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my wall. Oh, spider.
Baby, not the wall.
Kind of asked this spider, did he want his ashes home? Kind of ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. Now don't you hear me talking to you, put in my wall. Oh, ain't gonna marry,
ain't gonna settle down.
See right here, I tell my mustache, raggedy crown. Hi, where was you when the Frisco left the yard? Now don't you hear me talking to you, put him out. Where was you?
Frisco left the yard.
Crying, I was standing right there. Police had me barred.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world from super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Thank you. birth for throwing meatballs at my nurse. And much to my regret, I can't mingle with the social set. I used the wrong fork at the Stork of New York. My manners ain't fit for a goop. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who put that fly in my suit? I'd rather go out with a lout to a bout than sleep in a symphony hall. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who knocked my gum off that wall? When the utterly otter flows like butter, I want to start pitching a curve with the silly old blighter on a first nighter. I feel like a pickled hors d'oeuvre, no verb. I never felt gay in a fancy beret. I wear a babushka or burst. I'm just a square in the social circle. Finger bowls hurt me the worst. They just don't quench my thirst. Mrs. Vanderpuss will greet me with a 14-carat shout. My dear, you've simply got to come to my daughter's coming out. Her daughter is a Frankenstein, a Dracula, and mink. When she comes out, each stag will shout, good sucks, I need a drink. I've dined and clubbed, I've elbow rubbed from Yonkers to Cheyenne. Fool to you, but take your blue blood and stick it in your fountain pen. I want to brush all the plush and the gush. I'd rather get left than be right. I'm just a square in the social circle.
Anyone here want to fight?
An enemy fits with the wits and the writs. I'd rather relax on a stool. I'm just a square in the social circle.
Anyone want to shoot pool?
When a cookie with cabbage gets too savage, I wrestle him 3 out of 4. I would rather a sailor hop in my trailer and show me his nautical lore. Why, sure, a ladies in frills only fill me with chills. They're soft as a ball of chenille. Circle, I got a muscle of steel. Anyone here wanna feel? I'm as square as a pear in a boat and their fancy silk won't stay on. I'm designed for rayon, but I just don't seem to care. I'm a square.
The legendary music of Betty Hutton on Cruisin' the Decades, a square in the social circle. That's from 1945, backed with the Paul Weston Orchestra. She is fascinating. Betty Hutton was a stage and film and television actress, plus dancer, singer, comedian. And a lot of her songs are kind of quirky, kind of silly, even a little bit subversive, even a little bit countercultural. CruisinTheDecades.com. That's the radio show. That's the website. That lists all of our stations and all of our playlists. You can listen to every show on demand at CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, coming to you from Akron, Canton, and Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio. We produce this show at the Summit FM, local, independent, all-music public radio. And it became so popular on the Summit that we got the bright idea to start self-syndicating the show. That was 3 years and 58 stations ago. CruisinTheDecades.com for all the details. And let's head back to New Orleans for Lloyd Price. This is a really important early R&B pre-rock and roll song. Lloyd Price started as a jingle writer and kind of working with Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew and Specialty Records out of New Orleans. But this is probably his best known song, Lottie Miss Claudie. The idea for that title came from New Orleans DJ James Okie Dokie Smith, a radio DJ, and he would say that catchphrase, Lottie Miss Claudie. Well, Lloyd Price turned it into a full-length song, and here we go, Cruising the Decades.
Oh, no, Lottie, 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 Miss Claudie. Baby,
song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, over 100 years of music appreciation and the cultural significance of a 22-year-old Bob Dylan writing that song around 1963, a song about lasting peace and compassion and justice, a song about a lot of different things depending on how you interpret the timeless lyrics. And a song that seems rather pertinent 60, 80, 100 years later. I mean, they'll be studying that song for generations. And think about the social unrest and the anti-war movements of the 1960s. Think about Vietnam. The song was just 4 or 5 years old by 1967. And let's take a listen to this historical piece here about opposition to the Vietnam War.
Anti-war demonstrators protest U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War in mass marches, rallies, and demonstrations. Central Park is the starting point for the parade to the UN building. The estimated 125,000 Manhattan marchers include students, housewives, beatnik poets, doctors, businessmen, teachers, priests, and nuns. Makeup and costumes were bizarre. Before the parade, mass draft card burning was urged. Demonstrators claimed 200 cards were burned, but no accurate count could be determined. Reporters and onlookers were jostled away on purpose. Although mostly peaceful, shouted confrontations were frequent and fiery during the course of the march. The anti-war marchers were picketed by anti-anti-war marchers who were hawkish toward the parading doves. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King leads the procession to the United Nations, where he urges UN pressure to force the U.S. to stop bombing North Vietnam. Police arrested five persons as disorderly. Three were grabbed when they rushed the parade float. No serious injuries, however, in New York's biggest anti-war march. A companion peace demonstration brings out 50,000 marchers in downtown San Francisco. They parade 2 miles along Market Street, pacifists and hippies together. Gigantic Kesar Stadium holds the mass rally, where anti-war songs and speeches trigger a short scuffle between pro and con factions. No one was injured. Both demonstrations were sponsored by a loose coalition of left-wing, pacifist, and moderate anti-war groups. President Johnson, meanwhile, let it be known that the FBI is closely watching all anti-war activity.
An audio history snapshot of the Vietnam War era, a great era for music. So let's stay put in the late 1960s now. Perhaps the most famous, biggest hit by the late Otis Redding, recorded just briefly before his tragic death by a plane crash in Madison, Wisconsin. He was traveling from a TV appearance in Cleveland to a University of Wisconsin nightclub appearance in the capital city when the plane went down in Lake Monona. By early 1968, Otis Redding had his only number one song, a posthumous anthem of the late 60s era.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
A show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
talk. Why don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind, turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get
in the decades with a 1973 country music smash by Charlie Rich. 100 years of music, all genres encouraged, all styles welcome. CruisinTheDecades.com. One song per decade. So now, screeching forward in our time machine to some early 80s funk from the Gap Band. Charlie, Ronnie, and Robert Wilson came out of Tulsa, Oklahoma in the 70s. This is 1980, Burn Rubber on Me on Cruisin' the Decades.
Serious, I'm just curious. Why you wanna hit me?
me, Why You Wanna Hurt Me, the Gap Band from 1980 on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. We're going to zip forward to the late 90s now with a song itself that goes back to the 17th century. Perhaps the oldest origin of any song we've ever played on Cruisin' the Decades. Whiskey in the Jar is an Irish traditional folk song. And it really became popularized by the 1950s by the Dubliners and later the Highwaymen and the Pogues and a whole bunch of bands. I mean, hundreds of artists through the years have done this song. But it was Thin Lizzy in the early 70s that became an influence on Metallica, who did the song on their Garage Inc. album in 1998. This is Metallica's version of Whiskey in the Jar. I'm Cruisin' the Decades.
Sam!
Cruising the Decades. 100 years of music history. From Akron, Ohio, USA to the world. Via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Story in their rise to notoriety. That's Switchfoot, Meant to Live from 2003. Switchfoot came out of Christian rock circles in the late 90s and worked hard, toured a lot, played a lot of shows, and eventually became a lot wider than just Christian audiences. Frontman John Foreman has always said he doesn't really write songs just for Christian audiences, and they had a couple big hits in the early 2000s, including that one, Meant to Live, on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. So now we're into the 21st century. We're getting more towards the 2020s. Well, let's stop here in 2018. And let's do the early years, similar story for an up-and-coming artist that worked hard playing a lot of small clubs and touring constantly for three or four albums before he really blew up and achieved mass success. just from a small town in Vermont, Noah Kahn. This is a 2018 release. By 2023 and 2024, he was playing large stadiums and arenas for 15, 20, 25,000 people. But back then, he was just a singer-songwriter trying to get a break. Noah Kahn with False Confidence on Cruisin' the Decades.
Don't take yourself so seriously. Look at you all dressed up for someone you never see. You're here for a reason, but you don't know why. You're split and uneven, your hands to the sky. Surrender yourself. And I wonder why I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself, holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again. Up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself, holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again. Take me seriously. Look at me all double for someone I'll never meet. And I wonder why I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself, false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up one to one. I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself, holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again.
In the Decades with Noah Kahn, released originally as a single in 2018. That is False Confidence. I believe the industry term is grinding, as in he was grinding on the road and constantly playing shows and just trying to get a break, and it finally happened about 4 or 5 years later. Well, this brings us to the 2020s and a present-day song by an English duo. Pretty underground, but a great sound. Marabou State is the name of this group. They've kind of got this chill trip-hop vibe going on. This is their third album. And this is All I Need by Marabou State on Cruisin' the Decades 2025.
Yeah.
always interesting new music coming out. You just have to know where to look and how to find it. A British duo, Marabou State, All I Need, on Cruisin' the Decades. That brings us up to present day. Now we've done it. 100 years of music. Check all the playlists at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Forbes Avenue.